News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's expected that the public is to be given more time to have its say on the proposed redesign of the Dublin bus network. This mammoth plan is causing controversy because it means some people who currently have a direct route into the city will be forced to change buses, maybe even twice in the one journey. Others will have to walk further to a bus stop. Now it looks like the issue is about to become politically toxic, with Fianna Fáil piling the pressure on Fine Gael to protect the bus services. In the Dáil yesterday, Transport Minister Shane Ross hit back by telling them to get it together, guys, while holding up social media posts he'd printed off of them showing support for the project when it was first launched. Now, several information sessions are being held across the Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow areas to help commuters better understand the proposed changes. Now, our News Talk reporter, Aideen Finnegan, she was at one of them yesterday and she joins us in the studio now. Aideen, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Where were you and what happened?
I was in Ballyfermot yesterday, Paul, at the Community Civic Centre there. Ballyfermot's actually one of the areas that's probably least affected by the proposed changes, but there is a pocket of the suburb that'll be no longer served and residents will have to walk up to 15 minutes to the main road for their bus. It's an area with a high number of pensioners, so that's causing them great concern. Chapel Izzard is going to lose all but one of its buses through the village. That's great news for people coming in from the likes of Maynooth and Celebridge and Lucan. They'll be delighted to be able to bypass it, but not so great if you live in Chapel Izzard. So this is what people had to say to me at the meeting yesterday.
My neighbours around me, it'd be 70s, 80s, I myself am in my 60s, and I couldn't see them from carrying their shopping from the main road right through the scheme to where they live.
The 18 bus that was coming the opposite way is not going to Stewart's Hospital for people using the disability services. You know, and there's 76. It took a long time to come. It was every 30 minutes, 45 minutes. But that goes from Ballyfermot right to Talla. The G-spine service, it'll go to Liffey Valley. You have to get a connection bus then to Talla.
So you're a Chapel Izzard resident. Can you walk a bit further to get one of the buses on these spines?
It's about a 15-minute walk. It's uphill, and in the evenings or at night time when it's dark, I'd say it's actually a dangerous walk for women on their own. It's not wheelchair friendly, it's not pram friendly.
The new 14, the idea is that it would bring you to a hub at Liffey Valley, and that hub would be very useful because that would allow me to go to Blanchardstown. So that's a positive thing about it. But for me, the 14 bus is going to go through Kennelsford Road from Liffey Valley before it reaches me in Chapel Izzard. It's going to be full and I won't be able to use it.
So, Aideen, a lot of people there feeling like they're going to be seriously discommoded. Is that reflective of the rest of the city?
Well, if you're inside the M50, the changes are minor enough. Like, the closer to town you are, the less you'll notice, maybe. But there are fairly significant changes for people in places like Corduff. Joan Collins is a TD with Independence for Change. But this is a change she's actually not getting on board with.
Even from the orbital routes, Skerries and all those areas, they're completely left isolated, you know. And they're talking about bringing in these imp buses to the major hub, and they're going to shuttle those people in and get them into the spine, G-spine, as quick as possible. Then you're coming home, you have to wait every 15 minutes. Big amount of people coming off the so-called quick spine. Two or three buses getting off. They're going to have to wait 15 minutes for an imp bus to get to it. I just think the whole plan is very well conceived. But if you're taking, for example, where I live in Inchicore, with one bus they're offering a number 63 every hour. And that's going to go from City West down to the Point. And they said it's going to be every hour. Now, with traffic down the Point and all around there, we won't see that bus every hour. It's just not going to happen.
I suppose she has a point there about buses getting delayed.
Yeah, now there's a separate plan to put in more bus corridors so that the buses on those spines have a continuous lane and they won't be getting caught up in traffic. But that's actually a separate day's work. It won't be for some years down the line. As a commuter myself, I think the problem as I see it is that if you're coming home from work, you really don't want to have to get off the bus and wait for 15 minutes for another bus to bring you home. That's a long time if it's raining, and at the same time there's more people disembarking and joining you in that second queue. But Deputy Chief Executive of the National Transport Authority, Hugh Cregan, says it's a small number relatively speaking.
Under the new network proposal, about 92% of the people who currently have direct service into the city centre continue to have direct service. There are other routes where people will need to change buses to access some of their destination. In those cases, where it has been at all possible, we try to provide a high frequency route connecting to a high frequency route. There may be certain cases where that's not possible because of the particular topology or the areas they're going through. The network redesign that we're out to public consultation on currently is planned to run initially on the existing road network. If and as the bus lane approvals, the bus lane proposals are approved, they will then proceed to be implemented, and that bus network will then run much better. But we do believe that the revised bus network will be better for Dublin, even running on the existing network, and our proposal is to introduce it during 2020.
So, Aideen, what happens next?
There's a motion expected to pass in the Dáil today that'll extend the period of consultation. At the moment, people have until the 28th of this month. The NTA will then use the feedback to come up with a revised plan, and they aim to publish that in the new year with a view to implementing it in late 2019 or early 2020.
Oh, we'll keep a close eye on that as matters progress. Newstalk reporter Aideen Finnegan, thanks very much for that report.
About to hit 8:22 on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. Coming up, we'll have all your sport, including two tales of one city. United win in Switzerland, but City beaten at home by Lyon. We look back at last night's Champions League action.